This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Joined this morning in studio by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. If you have retirement-related questions, they are our go-to professionals here this morning. They will answer them for you. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As I mentioned, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing well. Great to see you. CJ, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Really good to see both of you. And we've got a lot of stuff to get to. We're going to be talking Social Security this morning. But before we get to this week's conversation and topic, of course, we do the Kloss Quiz question of the week each and every week here on Money in Motion. And one of the things we started doing is looking back at the previous weeks and reviewing that question and giving you the answer from the previous week. Now, I got to be honest, typically it pays to listen to the show because you'll get the answer. Last week's Kloss Quiz Question Week, we did give it in the show, but I got to be honest, if you didn't get this answer,
it was a gimme.
I'm worried.
It was a gimme. Come on,
exactly.
Folks.
Exactly. Let's look back and see what that question and answer was.
Yes. So for those of you who did listen and call in, congratulations, and please do so again today. Listen, the question last week was, when does an immediate annuity begin to pay out? And the answer was, it starts paying you immediately. Even Sean got the answer.
So, to tip listener to this week's show, we'll have another Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week's prize, a $25 gift card for Barnes & Noble, and we'll explain how you can win that a little bit later in the program. But again, that tip, just listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. As I mentioned, we're going to be talking about Social Security, and you know, as we're getting ready for retirement, you guys get a lot of questions from people around Social Security. Let's talk about some of the more common questions that you guys are hearing when it comes to planning for Social Security.
Yeah, so Social Security is always a hot topic for people because it applies to everyone. And so we wanted to go over some common questions. We get some common topics that come up as it pertains to Social Security. So first things first, Social Security has been around for 82 years now. And so it's become kind of a normal part of people's lives and what they expect in the future. But there's quite a few misnomers around how much it should represent of your income and how much it'll actually pay and how you qualify. So those are some of the things we're going to talk about today. First, you know, one of the questions we get is, when can I first begin drawing Social Security? Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this on the show before, but the earliest you become eligible to draw, at least under current legislation, is age 62. There can be an exception to that where you qualify for what's known as Social Security disability if you become disabled, where you could qualify, you know, much earlier than that. And then also if you are a widow, their widow's benefits begin at age 60. But assuming you're not disabled or a widow, the earliest you can draw is age 62. Then there's what's known as the full retirement age, which is for every American somewhere between 66 and 67, depending upon when you were born. So, by the way, if you want to know what your full retirement age is, look at your statement or go to ssa.gov and log in there. And we'll be talking about ssa.gov here a little bit more. And finally, then at age 70 is when delayed retirement credits end. So between 62, when you first become eligible, and age 70, there's what are called these delayed retirement credits of about 7 to 8% a year that if you leave it alone, it continues to grow until age 70. But at age 70, DRCs end. So occasionally, and this is rare, occasionally Malia and I will run across somebody who's retired, age 72, not drawing Social Security, and we don't get that.
No.
Right? So DRCs are done at that point. If you have waited, 70 is kind of the last marker you should probably start drawing.
Do it now. What is the optimal age? I hear that brought up the term optimal age. What is that? I like the answer.
You know the answer to this, Sean. There is no optimal age. age.
Tell me when you're going to die.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if goodness gracious, Social Security is actually incredibly complex. We try to simplify it on the show, but incredibly complex. And so really, we do what are called these break-even calculations for our clients around if you draw now versus drawing at age 70, how long would you have to live before you'd break even, yada, yada, yada. So by the way, I'll just burst everybody's bubble. If you're going to live beyond age 83 and all you care about is getting the maximum out of Social Security, everyone should wait till age 70.
Okay.
But
you have to know that.
You have to know that. And what I'm going to say is, if you come into my office saying, I know I'm going to live beyond age 83, I'll say, where's your crystal ball? I want to look into my future as well. Nobody really knows. And furthermore, quality of life matters. Other income sources matter. It is a very personal decision.
He is CJ Klaus. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Website, a lot of great information there. If you scroll down, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Newsletter comes out once a week. A great snapshot of what's going on in the markets. I'm signed up for that. Also, don't forget, as we mentioned last week and some of the previous week shows, you can always get the podcast at klausfinancial.com as well. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And while we're talking Social Security, of course, the big question is, and I know not everybody's Social Security payments are the same. How do we figure out who gets what and how does that work?
Yeah, so how is Social Security calculated? So this is kind of interesting. In order to qualify for Social Security, you have to be in you have to be working at an employer. Well, you have to be a U.S. citizen first and then working at an employer where they contribute to Social Security, because there are some that don't. Sometimes if you work for a municipality, they'll contribute to a government pension and in lieu of contributing to Social Security. But most employers, they're doing what's called a FICA withholding. They're putting money into Social Security. Then you have to have worked there for at least 40 quarters or 40 credits, as they call it. That equates to about 10 years of working income before you qualify for Social Security. So some people go, oh, I get it. It's my highest 10 years of income. No, that's not what I said. You qualify by having 40 credits or 40 quarters, but the calculation itself is the highest 35 years of income. Okay. Mm. So that's kind of interesting. So once you get to 10 years, you've qualified, but then into 11, 12, 13, your average income is still impacting that calculation. So many times we'll have people who have had a long career, you know, 35, 40 years in a career, and then their last couple years, they decide to take a part-time job and earn very little. And one of their big questions to us is, hey, is this going to impact my benefit, right? Because it's going to bring down my average. Well, first things first, if you've already had 35 years of wages, you've already got your highest averages in there. It doesn't matter. But even if you don't, even if you have 30 and you're adding on 31 and 32 and they're low, remember, this is the highest average. Those lower years are not going to make dramatic impacts at all. It's really only if you dropped an income from year, say, 20 to 30, and it was a prolonged drop in income, that could have an impact.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Real quick, before we take a quick break, let's talk just about finding out. We talk about some of these numbers and quarters and that type of thing. Is there a place you can go to kind of get an estimate of your future benefits?
Yeah, CJ just mentioned earlier, ssa.gov. Mm-hmm. And this is an excellent website. We believe it's a safe website. It's a government website, right?
Yes.
To go to. And we can set up our Social Security accounts on there. So you used to get those papers in the mail. Some people still do that show your holdings. But please go on there. Set up your account and check it every year to make sure it says what you think it should say for your, because it'll show your holdings from the previous year, your income from your taxes that you filed. So you better file your taxes, because if Social Security doesn't see that, then you're not going to get credit for that year worked.
And it's a great website. You guys told me quite a few years ago, check this out, and I did. And I strongly to everybody get to ssa.gov. Exactly. Very simple. Very user-friendly. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, speaking of very user-friendly, they'd love to talk with you. They'd love to help you out. Telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. Toll-free 877-235-1310. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. And online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continue right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you kick of the tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their numbers 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to those numbers. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have the Kloss quiz question of the week. Talking this morning with Malia and CJ about Social Security. A lot of questions around Social Security. And if you missed the earlier part of the program, don't forget the podcasts are posted at klossfinancial.com. Let's talk about as far as when you should be filing for Social Security. How far ahead should you be when it comes to filing for those benefits? What's kind of the timeline there?
Well, you're too young, Sean, so okay. Let's start there, okay? So basically, we tell people approximately 3 months ahead, could be 2 months ahead, but we like to plan ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and file. Most convenient way is going to the website, as we spoke earlier, ssa.gov. You can actually apply for them, or you can go in person to an office. But I recommend going online to do this. And make sure when you're going through, it's a fairly simple list of questions, but make sure you don't miss the part about withholding tax. We find a lot of clients miss that portion of it. Most people's Social Security will be somewhat taxable, and so if you can do some withholding on there in your tax bracket, that'll be alleviate less surprises at tax time. So go ahead and do that. So plan ahead 3 months ahead. And another area people talk to us a lot about is what's the max Social Security benefit they're going to get. That goes back to making sure you're seeing how your income's been posted all these years. So it depends on the age you retire and how much you had in earnings over the course of your life. Like CJ said, over 35 years, your highest, and that is adjusted for inflation. So interestingly enough, back in 1935, when Social Security was first introduced, the minimum monthly benefit was only $10. And the maximum was $85. So you fast forward today, the earliest possible retirement at age 62, your max benefit would be $2,153 a month. And the average current benefit in the U.S. right now is $1,368 a month. That's the average. So you get the highs and the lows, and depending on if you're waiting till full retirement age. So one good piece of news we wanted to share this morning is that in 2018, based on the cost of living increase, which we call COLA, Social Security will see a 2% increase. And that's the largest since 2012. So everybody should get excited about that. And
2%.
2%. And you might see, a few extra dollars sitting on your Social Security benefits. So 2% will be effective in January 2018.
Very good. Good information. Good news there. Telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. And Jenny checks in. Jenny, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ of Kloss Financial.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Yeah. I just heard you say about getting in there 3 months before you turn 62. Yeah. My husband turned 62 in August, and we didn't do that. Are we too late?
Oh, you just lost your benefit.
No.
I'm just kidding, Jenny. No. I mean, you can. It depends if you want to draw at 62. First things first. You might want to consider is now the right time, because there are some things, and I hope other listeners are listening to your question, Jenny. Because if your husband draws now and he plans to continue to work, he's actually limited on income earning, or even if he plans to go back to work and earn over 16 grand a year. So between now and his full retirement age, which is somewhere between 66 and 67, he will be limited on how much he can earn outside of Social Security while drawing it.
Well, he's not planning on drawing or even retiring for 2 to 5 years, he says.
So. Oh, great. Then no. So what we are talking about is you want to go to the SSA.gov website 3 months before you plan to draw.
Okay.
That's the key.
Okay.
So no, he doesn't need to do anything if he's not planning to draw.
Okay.
Great question.
Thanks for calling.
Jenny, thanks for the call. Yeah, and it's...
I was just going to say, this brings up a good point. Sometimes we hear these ages 62, 65, 66, 67, and we go, that's the only time I can draw, or 70. It's like, no. In between, you can draw depending on your circumstances. Mm-hmm. So she brings up a good point. We just want to be 3 months ahead of whatever time we want to start drawing to give it enough time. Because we like those paychecks to show up when we want those paychecks
yes.
to show up.
Yes,
okay.
We do.
And when you're on the website signing up and you're going through these list of questions, it will actually say, when do you want your first paycheck to arrive? Now, what happens is typically people will go on 2 weeks beforehand and they'll say, great, 2 weeks from now. Well, we've laughed about this on the show before. Social Security does not move quickly, right? So you may say you want it to start on that, and they may back pay you for to that date, mm-hmm. but it's probably going to be 2 months from then before you actually get your first paycheck. So what we say is go on 3 months in advance, target that date out 3 months from now, and then hopefully the engine of Social Security will get started for you by that time.
321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial joining us this morning. If you have questions, again, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our numbers 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. So let's talk then about marriage and Social Security and some of the things that people need to know there.
Yeah, so this is another big one. Many times, part of the reason people are afraid to go through SSA.gov to sign up is because they're worried about the complexity of their situation. So first things first, you'd be surprised. Social Security knows a lot about you, and they know who you were married to and for how long and when. Kind of scary. But when you go on to SSA.gov, you might be surprised when you go through that line of questioning because that will come up. So when you've been married for at least 10 years and then you've been divorced, you may be eligible to draw off of your ex-spouse's record instead of yours, depending upon your age and when and how much yours would be and if you've been remarried. There's a lot of different factors that apply. But it's important to know that. Secondarily, if you were married for a while and your spouse died, you could be eligible for yours or your spouse's, whichever is greater. By the way, not a coupling of the two, just whichever is greater. So some interesting things to be aware of, but it looks like we have a caller.
And we, as a matter of fact, we do. And Mary checks in. Mary, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ of Kloss Financial.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. My birthday is the end of December, and I just started taking Social Security at age 62 last December. But when I called Social Security and applied, they set me back to receiving my payments in February instead of January. Does that have any kind of a negative impact on me?
No, yeah, good question. I don't know why they did that, but for every... So we mentioned earlier in the show that there's these delayed retirement credits, you know, between 62 and 70 of about 8% a year. It's actually 8% a year divided by 12 months. So it is a linear progression. So for every year, or I'm sorry, for every month that you're waiting, or that they're, I guess in this case, forcing you to wait for whatever reason, you are getting an accrual of benefit. So no, what you just described, I'm not quite sure why they did that, but it doesn't have any significant, you know, negative impact on you.
Well, I understand that when a person dies, depending on, well, any time, that Social Security will take back the month's worth of payment.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. if I'm 2 months behind and for whatever reason, suddenly die, are they going to take back the month even if I've used most of the month when I'm 2 months behind?
It depends on how they're calculating that. So again, we have seen it where people will, when they first sign up, they'll ask for their first payment to be, say, a month from then, but it takes 2 or 3 months for them to get their first payment, but then Social Security back pays them to that original requested time frame. So then that would be their effective start date when they requested. I'm not quite certain, Mary, for yours, and I think your question is great, but probably particular enough that you should, you know, call into our office. We'll try to go through the details with you and give you a more specific answer. And if we can't, we can put you in touch with a Social Security expert that could answer it specifically. But yours sounds very unique to me. So unfortunately, I don't know that I can answer it on the air.
Mary, thanks Mary. For the call. And the telephone number at Kloss Financial's office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Come back. We're going to talk a little bit about, you heard CJ bring up DRCs. We'll talk about that, and we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information there. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can also listen to this and other shows, podcasts as well. Again, the website, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number at Kloss Financial's office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. In just a moment, we are going to do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, so you're definitely going to want to hold on to that telephone number. But real quickly, let's talk about those DRCs, because it came up, and I think a lot. This is one of the reasons why it's not such a simple. Oh, I'll take right at 62. I'm going to start taking Social Security. There's a benefit to waiting, isn't there?
Yeah, and CJ mentioned this earlier. So DRCs are credited at 8% a year between your full retirement age 70 for those who are born after 1943. So the benefit increases no longer apply to you after you reach the age of 70, hence why he mentioned earlier at 72 and you're not collecting, there's a problem there. So at age 70, you've accumulated the 8% growth every year, and you really need to turn them on at that point and start enjoying the fruits of all your labor. So those are DRCs, 8% per year. Hold on to them while you can, but then start exercising them and using them, okay? Well, take the income.
Well, and there's some nerds out there like me who ask really complicated questions, so I just want to quickly go there. Well, CJ, what if I wait till 67, so I'm at my full retirement age, I draw Social Security, and now my income no longer impacts my Social Security benefit, which is true besides it being taxable. But CJ, I'm worried that they're not going to give me the credit of my high income earning years now, right? Because it's a 35-year average to come up with my calculation. So once I start, the DRCs end and my benefit is locked. Well, that stinks. And that's actually not true.
Oh.
So it stops your DRCs, but it still, as you're earning in the background, if it brings up your average, then you will get a benefit that is more than just the COLA benefit. You would get the COLA plus the increase of your average. So believe it or not, I think there's a lot of questions around, does Social Security kind of like miscalculate things and take advantage of me? You would be shocked at how specific they are. they really kind of dot their I's and cross their T's, although not everybody that works there is the brightest, but that's okay.
That's another subject.
Yes.
It's like working in radio. No, I will throw myself under the bus. That's the latter definition there. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas from Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. No cost for that initial kick of the tires. Get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their numbers 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this in just a moment. I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Barnes & Noble. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2018, the COLA, which is the cost of living adjustment for Social Security benefits, are expected to rise by what 5%. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Barnes & Noble. Also, don't forget that's the number you call for Kloss Financial to set up that initial get-to-know-you-no-cost appointment. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ and Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.